Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast.
Good morning, rise and shine. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday morning, and it is almost a full week. We have made it another week, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to probably fair warn, this is going to be a very strong message. Before we hit a celebration Friday, good morning, Heather. Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Darla. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Deanna. I want to let you guys, just give you guys a heads up. This is going to be a very strong message. So FYI, this might not be fuzzy feelings today. This might be for some of you guys, but I really truly have a word for every single one of us American citizens in the United States of America today. So if you're easily offended, this might not be the message for you. If you are easily framed in your mind, this will not be the message for you. So I just want to give all of you guys a heads up. So I want to say good morning here in just a little bit, but I want to start off straight out of the gate with what is on my heart. I have all the good mornings in my soul. However, I want to have a lot of good mornings in my soul for every single one of you. Just a word of wisdom for all of you guys. So as I sit here today, as I've gone through this whole week and had so many conversations, not just for a week, but for about a month now, with so many people who have said the words to me, I'm scared to death to post how much I love my country. I'm scared to death to post how much I love my president. I'm scared to death to post how much I love police officers. I'm scared to death to post what the heck is going on with all these statues. And my question has been, why are you scared to death? And can I give all of you maybe a guess? Does anybody want to guess in the comments? Guess. What do you think the response was? Why are they scared to death? Does anybody want to let me know in the comments? I'm going to let you guys guess so that we can use human reasonings. What would you guys say? Why are people scared to death to post how much they love their president, how much they want to pray for their president, how much they love this country, how much they love police officers? Would anybody like to be exactly the haters, the social media bullies, the social media outrage? Because no matter what we say, we can't win. I didn't even give you guys the answer. You guessed it yourself. I get constant battle over it. To be hated and hurt and laughed at and hateful words. That they will be attacked. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? So let me give a strong message to all of you passive, aggressive haters that would never stand up to someone in person. I want to say this, and I know as I know as I know, this is going to be super strong, but let me just tell you something. Bantering is not love. Attacking is not love. Don't take a stance about love and peace when your keyboard should be thrown in the trash. How is it that you're so right? How is it you're so right? You're so right enough to be hateful. Maybe that's the problem, is you feel like you're so right and so passive aggressive. Let me say something really clearly to you. Every single Facebook and every single Instagram, every single Twitter, every single everything has a username and a password, which means it belongs to the person that you choose to follow. It is a personal space. If you don't like it, unfollow it. And let the rest of us lead with love. Let the rest of us lead with peace. And then there's all the COVID, all the masks, all the fear, all the protesting, all the rioters, all the destruction, all the killing. I don't know about you, but you have a mind for your own, as do I. And I'm not going to banter with you. Leave people alone, because we all have a right to not think like you think. See, what happens is, if you have a college degree in English, you teach English. If you have a college degree in law, you teach law. If you have a college degree in chemistry, you teach chemistry. So you are teaching and talking what you know, and it doesn't make you right. All of us are going to wake up one day. Who knows if you were right or wrong? Who knows? I don't know. I know what I'm studying. I know where I'm at. I know what I'm listening to. I know what clues I'm looking for. I know the trail I'm going down. I can smell what's not right. I can smell fear and control. I can smell. How do you kill 11 million people? Go read the book. You lie to them. So I speak that language. Don't get on my social media and argue with me because you speak chemistry or because you speak whatever. It doesn't matter. You post what you believe and leave everybody else alone. I can't even fathom. Like, I can't even fathom getting on your Facebook and going off on you. I can't even wrap my brain around it. Like, it doesn't even enter my soul. And you know, this whole entire time, I have literally been thinking, when people go off on what I post, I go to their Facebook or to their Insta and I go, oh, well, yeah. I mean, look at them. Look at their life. I mean, yeah, it's true. Come on, you guys, let's get it together. Let's not think that our post or our comments, passively, aggressively, or aggressively, don't expose who you are. Don't do that. None of us will ever know if we were right, and none of us will ever know if we were wrong. But you know what I do know is I will never insult people for what they believe. Never. That doesn't win anything, everybody. Your righteous response doesn't win anyone. But hold on. But you just posted scripture? Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, okay. No, maybe I won't go down that road. Listen to me. You stay in your lane. Let others stay in their lane. And the last time I checked, we're Americans who can think for ourselves. And whatever train you're on, toot your horn. Whatever train I'm on, I will toot my horn. Stay, keep your train off my tracks and we won't have a wreck. And so when I get a nasty message, you don't like my response at all. Because I will post what I believe. And last, you guys, I want to say this to you guys. Going off on someone's social media or going off on your own about your friend passive aggressively, which I see that happen all the time, it is comical to me. It's so easy to sit in your car or in your house and be passive aggressive and stand for nothing. LOL. But it's so funny because I want to remind you guys that when you comment, when you send a nasty, stupid message, it really just says how right you have to be, how right you think you are, and how people shaming you do and you love. It exposes you, friends. It's like I want to give you a red alert. The enemy is using every bad response and nasty message. Like, don't be trapped. Don't get caught by the enemy with a hook and be used to destroy people. Don't be caught by the I don't care if you wear scripture. I don't quit. Just FYI. I don't care if you talk about scripture. Don't let the hook get in your mouth. And as you're being brought in, you hit every other fish on the way. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be a pawn. And most importantly, I want to say this to you guys. Listen to me. I know what trail I'm on. I know what I'm looking for. None of this makes sense to me. None of it makes sense to me. The masks don't make sense to me. I'm so proud of that lady in Florida that said, you can't tell me what to wear. It was so awesome. I posted that yesterday about the masks. And I told the girls, I said, it's hilarious to watch. I will post something that is a little bit edgy and people come out of the woodworks, because what I know is that, number one, people love to hate. I mean, hello, just look around you. Has nothing to do with anything other than a plan and a narrative. Come on. And then I also know that a lot of people are liberated so that they can feel better about their thinking. Because we're living in a world where if you want to bash cops, good for you. If you want to bash our president, good for you. If you want to bash... good for you. Take the statue down. Kill the people. Burn it down. Hate the president. Hate policemen. Oh, oh my God, but call 911. Oh my God, somebody just got hurt. Call 911. Oh my gosh, call 911. LOL. That whole organization in Seattle? Call 911? Bro. Seriously? But you guys, that's what sells right now. And somehow what's not cool is to say, God bless America. Listen to me. God bless America. God bless President Trump. Bless his poor, sweet soul. We watch presidents age on their own. Can you fathom a day of his shoes? And if you are not willing to walk a day in his ever-loving shoes, one day, 1 hour, stop. Listen, it doesn't matter who you voted for. It's called honor. And if you go to church and if you quote scripture, go to your root system before you go to social media. Go to your root system before you take a stance of hatred. I don't believe that all these things are non-believers, you guys. Not at all. I don't believe that every message that I've received is from a non-believer, to be quite honest. As a matter of fact, I know they're believers. What I'm going to start doing is tagging the people in them and shock all of you and posting their response. That's what I told Callie and Danielle and Melissa that's what we should do. Because the sweetest little church-going people send the nastiest messages and just love Jesus. Then stop the insanity and love Jesus, because love will always win. And listen to me. When I scroll and you've posted, if I follow you and you've posted something that I don't believe, I think that's so sad. I just keep scrolling. I don't care. It's not my job to correct you. But what has happened? The messages that I do love are the messages that have reached out to me and said, Robbie, help my thinking. I don't know what is going on. And I trust you. If you trusted me before March, there should be clues to you to trust me today. I don't flow with the media. I don't believe what everybody else believes. I've said this in business. I've said this in vaccinations. I've said this in every single thing. If America is normal, I don't want to be normal. I actually have a chapter in my book that is titled that from 10 years ago. And so I've always lived that way. So I'm the first one to see what everyone else is doing and step back and go, if everyone is doing that, something is wrong with it. That's just my brain. And so I begin to research. I don't just follow along the narrative. And so I want to give all of you guys a big heads up. I'm going to finish it with this. Whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, whether we understand it or not, God will win. 100,000% God will win. And as much as you think you're right, friends, as much as you believe that you have a little voice to banter with people, as much as you believe what you're seeing and what you're reading, just be sure that you don't reap what you're sowing. Don't reap what you sow, because you cannot escape reaping what you've sown. And so in this time, are you sowing self-righteousness? Are you sowing bantering? Are you sowing arguing? Are you sowing defacing? Are you sowing horrible words? Some of the messages these people have sent me that they're getting on their social media, I think, how can you even, number one, type that out, but number two, hit send? Like, seriously. And so here's what Robbie Page thinks, in case you were wanting to know. I believe what I believe, and I will march that out. I believe what I believe, and I will stand for it. Whether you like it or not, feel free to unfollow me. I'm happy with that. If you unfollow me, I love you. I will love you regardless. But I will believe what I believe, and you believe what you believe, and we can be friends. And if you can't handle that, goodbye, and follow me. For the rest of you guys, here's what I will say, is when this all ends, because we know this will end, right? I have a sneaky suspicion this will end after the presidency. This is election year. May we all be reminded of history. Let me say this, is that when all this is over, and we turn around and we look at the platform that was laid before every single human being in the United States of America, and there's a pass and there's a fail with character, integrity, love, grace, mercy, dignity, which one do you get to grab? Everything I post, everything I respond to, every time I Do not believe like you believe and keep scrolling. I am going for the victory card. I'm going for the pass. Don't let your emotions, don't let your righteousness, don't let yourself and your very best thinking cause you to fail. I say it in business. I say it in marriage. I say it in parenting. I say it in life today. It's what my message is for you today. Stop the insanity. Because God will always win, and this will always be over, and you are left with the destruction of your mouth and the destruction of your bantering and the destruction of yourself. That's really what you're left with. And we don't have to believe the same. Do you guys know that? I don't believe in the masks. I don't believe in them. I think this is a plandemic. I don't think this is a pandemic. I think the virus is real, but I don't think it's what they're making it out to be. Do I think the flu has killed more people? Yeah, I do. Do I think vaccinations has killed more people? 100%. Do I think, like, let's worry about cancer. Dear God Almighty, let's focus on cancer. How can we put hundreds of billions of dollars into cancer? Where's that? I believe in policemen. I 100% will back the blue. 100%. Find me a profession who hasn't made a mistake, including your profession, and then maybe we can talk about the policemen. Wrong is wrong and right is right, but I will back the blue. And obviously, so do the rioters when someone's hurt because they want to call 911. I will back policemen, and it's a disgrace what our policemen are having to walk through. It's a disgrace. Because we're all PhD in everybody's story now without knowing the whole entire truth. I will back our president 100%. I have that right, everyone. Just so you know, I am a United States of American citizen. I voted for Donald Trump. I will vote for Donald Trump again. I pray for my president every single day. I believe in every single policeman on the planet. I pray for them. I would never want to leave my children every single day and wonder if I'm going to be killed or shot or ran over. No, not even in a normal time. Absolutely not. Good is good and bad is bad. I know that. And by the way, I am Mexican. Okay? So don't talk to me about racism. I am Mexican and I am a woman. So both. So that's me. We can continue on to be friends. Like my business coach and I always say, we can agree to disagree. She voted for Hillary. I voted for Trump. We're still friends today. That's called sane, grown-up individuals. That is what that's called. And we need more of that. We need more of that. So if there's anything I can ask you is to reevaluate your stance and be okay with your own thinking so much that you don't have to argue and you don't have to defend it. I don't have to argue. I don't have to defend it. It's my thinking. Don't talk to me about my thinking. You've got enough of your own thinking to sort out. At the end of the day, who knows who's right and who knows who's wrong? We don't know. But you know what I know is I love people. And love will always win, and God will always win. That's my strong message for you guys today. I won't wear a mask. I didn't even tell you guys. I posted that. I didn't even know of all the waivers of wearing the mask out there. Like, literally the amount of medical professionals and service officers and policemen and all the things that sent me the waiver that you don't have to wear a mask. It goes against blah, 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 blah. And then you don't have to expose why because it goes against blah, 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 blah. I thought, oh boy, here comes the next wave of battle in the world. But it is what it is. I love you guys. If I never see you again or never talk to you again, I want you to know that I love you. And I want you to know that I'm not going to banter with you on a message. But I want you to know that if you want to know the self journey I'm going on to think for myself not CNN, not Fox, not the paper, which is ridiculous, by the way. It's insane how much they control what we watch. If you want to know what I watch, if you want to know what I'm reading, if you want to know where I'm going, if you want to know what I've been looking for and who I've been talking to, seeking, like truly looking for clues and for wisdom, ask. Ask. Seek to understand. Don't ask questions to respond. Because I don't have to be right and I won't argue with you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And this is not your house. And this is not your social media. And this is not your Instagram. This is my house. And that's yours. And I respect and honor yours. All of you guys who are taking stances, just try respect and honor for one day. Because those of us scared to death to post anything, respect and honor you. Isn't that crazy? Maybe you turn it around and you give it back the same. So I will end with this note. Let me say this to all of you guys. Let me say this to every single one of you guys. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you have accepted him as your savior and you are a Christian, it is your duty to pray for this country and it is your duty to pray for our president because he is king over this country. And favor will fall on those who honor the king. And so when you try to figure out why nothing's going on for you and nothing is happening for you, go back to your root system of praying. Whether you believe I voted for Obama, I did not vote for Obama. It's my duty as a Christian to not, it doesn't matter what I think. It's to pray for this country and to pray for my president. And so be very wise about bashing your president, everyone. Be very wise. Whether you voted for him or not, be very wise. Fair warning for you. Be very, very wise about bashing your president. It goes back to the thumper in the movie Bambi. You don't have to go say anything about it, but if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. As a Christian, it is your duty to pray for the president of the United States and for our country and for governing officials. I don't know if you knew that. And favor will fall on those who honor the king. And in the United States of America, our president is king. So, love you guys so much. Love you guys so much. I want you to know that. Strong or not, I love you with all of my heart. I won't banter with you. I respect your view. I respect your opinion. And I love you because I'm going for the victory card. I don't know about you. I'm going for the victory card. I want to be sure when this is over, I am victorious. The enemy did not hook me into hurting people with my words, into attacking, into nothing. I, every day, am going for the victory. Does anybody else want to go for the victories? I want to go for the victories. So, maybe you guys need to go read How Do You Kill 11 Million People by Andy Andrews. The basis of that book is you lie to them. Have a great day, everyone. Mwah! Love you guys. Bye-bye.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.